This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
With Michael Brown.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Actually, let me be more technically correct. Happy Independence Day weekend. I got a lot of bugaboos. As my friends will tell you, I'm kind of back crap crazy about a lot of things. And I think that's, you know, when you get trained as a lawyer, you learn that words matter. And, you always have to be very precise when you're writing a brief for a court or something. And so then that permeates everything that you do. My family once told me at dinner, we were sitting at dinner one time, and I don't know, I have no clue what the discussion was. And one of my kids spoke up and said, "Dad, stop cross-examining us." I was like, oh, didn't realize I was doing that. So anyway, yes, it's the 4th of July weekend, but what we are celebrating is Independence Day. So happy Independence Day. It is the weekend with Michael Brown. So here are the logistics. Here are the rules of engagement, the ROEs, if you want to engage with the program. You can text the word Mike, that's spelled M-I-K-E, for those of you that might be in, I don't know, Denver or a graduate of public education. The word Mike is spelled M-I-K-E, and the phone number is pretty simple, 57739. You just text the word Mike to 57739, and that'll pop up here on my screen, and I'll read your text message. And as my listeners in Denver will tell you, oftentimes that's a good way to derail the program because somebody will bring up something, a point that I missed, or, you know, something I hadn't thought about, whatever it might be, and suddenly I'm going down some rabbit hole. So even though it's a text message, sometimes it's an incredibly powerful tool. So you can do that. Text the word Mike to 57739. You can also, if you want to, you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. It's theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. I know that's pretty long, and for some of you, it might be a little difficult to try to comprehend all those words, so let me do it slowly. It's theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And when you go there, you'll find all the social media platforms. So if you want to follow me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, you can do all of that. And I would ask you to do it because, let me tell you, you will find it sometimes interesting, sometimes infuriating, but you'll always find it fun. And the reason for that is, well, because of my background, in case you're just listening for the first time, as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security for President Bush, I have a storied history. And so oftentimes people will be tweeting with me, and we'll be engaged in some sort of little debate or argument, and all of a sudden they'll realize who I am, and then boom, all of the garbage just comes flowing out of their mouths. And it's kind of hilarious, because they mistake me for somebody that cares, because quite frankly, I don't. It's Twitter, for Pete's sake. It's just Twitter. But speaking of Twitter, and I told Damien I was going to do this, and then Damien and I went off on this entire other path, which I will not discuss right now, but I think it's hilarious. But I think you might be able to detect a little bit about what we were talking about when I explained to you what happened to me today. So if you're not on Twitter, let me just explain to you real quickly that one of the things that you can do is you can go to an analytics page, and it will show you all of this information. It'll show you things like, you know, the number of tweets that you've done in a 28-day period, the tweet impressions, how many people looked at that, you know, particular, or all of your tweets. It'll talk about how many times you're mentioned on Twitter, how many followers you have, if that's up or down. And then when you scroll through, for every month, it shows you the top follower that followed you for that month. And I'm always curious, like, who's following me? One time, my top follower was, and in fact, this person is still following me, which kind of creeps me out, but he's the spokesperson for the Chinese Defense Ministry or something. So it's obviously some communist from China that's following me. And I asked a friend of mine from Taiwan, should I be concerned about this? Thinking he would say, oh, no, it's no big deal. And instead his response was, yeah, you should be concerned about that. So I often go on to see who my top followers are. Well, my most recent top follower, who is followed by 96,100 people, think about that, Damien, 96,000 people follow this person. Her name is Amy Taylor. I'm just going to leave it to you to go look her up if you want to do that. But when you go to her Twitter page, let's just say that the lingerie is, well, it's quite attractive. Yeah. No. The lingerie is quite, I'm not, it's like, you know, I get Playboy for the articles. Remember that old saying? Well, here I'm just saying that the lingerie is quite attractive. Okay. And then on her, it says in her description that she is a media personality. She's available worldwide by appointment. She was born December 24, I don't know what year. Looking at her, I would say, at least, I hope, 21 years ago, maybe a little more. And then she has a website. So you know me, I decided to click on the website, which was a mistake. Amy Taylor, world's most exclusive model. Can I just admit that I think I'm a little naive? I think I'm a little naive. So on her website, you have home, of course. You know, everybody has a home page. She has about me. She has a diary. I haven't looked at the diary yet. I'm kind of afraid to do that. She has modeling rates. She has a FAQ, a facts section. She has a gallery. She has a calendar. And she has appointments. You can make an online appointment. So I was more curious. I'm being serious here. I know you don't believe me, but I'm being serious. I was more interested about the About Me section. So I clicked on the About Me section and started reading. And let me just read a little bit for you, just, I don't know, for the fun of it. Amy Taylor is one of the most exclusive and unique models based in the United States. Amy is whip smart and wild and wickedly sexy. Yet there's a palpable, immediate sense of her class, exclusivity, and discretion. This gives you the freedom to explore, relax, and decompress. Amy's sense of humor and generosity of spirit will change your perspective and your priorities, creating a sense of exhilaration and joy that allows you to leave your day-to-day worries behind. With Amy's modeling service, you can meet a real-life model, build a long-term friendship, and perhaps chase a dream you forgot you ever had. Amy is all about, this is still in the bio, Amy is all about the modeling experience and lifestyle as a person. Amy is comfortable at the front row during the anvil course to feeding sharks in Tipito Pass, from the paddock in Montes to dropping off in the Monashies for some fresh tracks, from meeting a ride at a signature to landing at Atlantic, from Blinis and Bellinis to the crack of the mallet in Palmero. Wow. That's pretty descriptive, isn't it? How long do you think it took me to realize that Amy is, that the word model is a euphemism for something else? The word model as a noun is a, let me see if I can find the, a person employed, this is the fourth definition of model, A person employed to display clothes by wearing them. A person employed to pose for an artist. Do you know what I think? I think Amy might be a model, but not as a person employed to display clothes by wearing them. She might actually be a person employed to display her body by not wearing clothes. Yeah, I'm a little naive. Now, the question is, text the word Mike to 57739. Should I follow her back or not? Now, Damien's question to me was, have you heard from her? Did she text you? Did she email you? Did she say anything? No. All I know is what I read about Amy. And quite frankly, I think that's all that I need to know. What's the point of all of this? Wow. I find it simply amazing. Now, I'm curious. Well, no, actually, I'm not curious, because obviously she wanted to follow me for the content of this program. Yes, she listens to this program, and Amy, and by the way, Amy, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. All of us are glad to have you with us, because I know you couldn't possibly have followed me for any other reason. Because I just, I don't have that kind of money, because when you click on the screen for her modeling rates, there's a 3-hour minimum, $2,000, 6 hours, $3,000, a half day, $4,500, a full day, $6,000. Each additional or partial day is $2,000. Sorry, no hourly or discounted rates are available for any modeling session. And if you must depart early, which I most certainly hope you will not, the above stated modeling rates apply, including Amy's travel expenses and our meeting location as needed. Appointments shall be made well in advance to ensure Amy's availability. I guess I just naively didn't realize that. Well, I knew you could find anything on the internet and on the dark web. I just never thought on Twitter, of all places, that I would find. Oh, can I? Let's just use the word modeling. Let's not use the P word. I think that perhaps Amy might be wanting to engage. I don't know. It's $6,000. I mean, I know for me that's a pittance, but $6,000. Can you imagine? $6,000. Come on, folks. Get a life. Amy, you're incredibly attractive. I'm sure you're incredibly smart. I don't know why the hell you're following me on Twitter. I don't think I'll follow you back, even though you have 96. You know, I should go through and see who her 96,000 followers are. What do you think the ratio of men to women is on Amy's followers? Do you think, or you think there's, no, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm just curious. I'm always curious about people, right? That's all I'm saying. I'm just always curious about people. Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Independence Day weekend. Text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. You can always email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com and follow me on Twitter. And maybe if you're another Amy out there, you can follow me too. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, dog lover and founder of Rough Greens here. If your dog has bad breath, something's wrong. If your dog has low energy or itchy, scratchy skin all the time, maybe it has a dull coat, there's something wrong. Many years ago, it became obvious to me that dogs struggle with all kinds of issues, and I realized it's because dog food is dead food. That's why I created Rough Greens. It's packed with omega oils, essential vitamins and minerals, powerful probiotics, digestive enzymes, tons of antioxidants. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's super easy, and over a little bit of time, you'll see your dog change right before your eyes. I'm so confident that Rough Greens will help your dog. My dog and I are going to offer you a free Jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it before you buy it. You just cover the shipping. Order your free Jumpstart trial bag today by going to roughgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bow to God, can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a 4th of July sale. Now through Monday at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Celebrating Independence Day, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features a variety of antiques and treasures, jewelry, desks and dressers, dolls and toys, and so much more. On sale now. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie? No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
With Michael Brown.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Whatever you're doing this Independence Day weekend, I hope you'll, first of all, do it safely. Have fun. And as we're going to do in the last hour of the program today, I'm going to do something that I did on my program in Denver, and we're going to walk our way through the Declaration of Independence, because that is why we celebrate this weekend. And it just so happens that the 4th of July, Independence Day this time, falls on a Monday, so we will talk about that in the third hour of the program today. So you'll understand. And I'm also going to give you an assignment like I did my listeners in Denver. I'm going to give you an assignment. Yes, Professor Brown is going to give you an assignment. Before I go to some text messages that I received regarding the last segment, because I know that I'm relatively new to all of you all across the country, I want you to get accustomed to some language that I use. Because people that listen to me have listened to me for the past 15 years, know that I can be pretty sarcastic. I'm pretty full of sarcasm. I'm kind of a smartass. In fact, I found out, I was talking to the program director for the weekend, and one day I asked him, I said, so what kind of program do you want me to do? And he said, well, we want you to be your usual snarky smartass self. And I, oh, well, hell's bells, I can do that. But some of the language that I use probably needs a little bit of explanation, so that you won't be, well, I don't care if you're offended by it because I'm going to use the language anyway, but I do want you to understand the context in which I use the language. I have a habit of calling you a goober. You know, as in a peanut, but not really as a peanut. A goober as in, you know, as in a doofus, a goofball, a funny person. We're all goobers. Everybody in the world is a goober. Because we all do stupid things. We all do, you know, kind of funny things. We all do, and I know you've had this experience. You're lying. If you deny it, I know you're lying to me. Where you have said something or done something, and it's in that moment that you feel like you're 2 inches tall, and everybody in the room around you is like 10 feet tall, and they're all looking down on you. You just want to shrink and disappear. That's because we're all goobers. And so goober is not, when I refer to you as a goober, it is not a pejorative term. It's not pejorative, it's not demeaning, it's not racist, it's not anything, it's just because you are a goober. I'm a goober, you're a goober, we're all goobers. So you'll soon, if as you should, listen every single weekend, you'll hear me refer to particularly people who text me as goobers. And that's a term of endearment, all right? So write that down, that when Michael Brown calls me a goober, it means he loves me. He likes me. Maybe I don't really love you, but I might like you. And if you're a bad goober, like, you know, I'm talking about really doofus people, well, I'll make sure that you understand, and pretty soon you'll figure it out yourself, that some people are just idiot goobers. And sometimes we like to make fun of idiot goobers because I believe in choice. I think people ought to be able to make their own choices, and sometimes people make bad choices, and sometimes the bad choices have dire consequences, and you know that, and that's sad, but sometimes people make bad choices, and they're funny. They're just funny because they just make stupid choices. I've never done that, but, you know, some people may have. Anyway, I get a text from, and when I get the text messages, I don't give out your phone numbers. I give out the last four digits. That's how I assign you a goober number. Because everybody has a goober number. You see, because this program is, since I used to work for the federal government, I have to, in accordance with all of my requirements for my clearances with the NSA and the CIA and the FBI and the Department, I have to assign each of you a number so that we can track you and trace you. So when I refer to a text message, I'll say, as I'm about to right now, goober number 3625. So that's the last four digits of their phone number. Goober number 3625 texted me and said that, Mike, you should probably follow her, meaning Amy, that we were talking about in the last segment, the person that followed me on Twitter that I thought, oh, she's a model, and she's a gorgeous model. And then I started reading her bio, and it was all about the language, because the language describing her in her bio, if you don't understand what she really does for a living, what you really get when you pay $6,000 a day plus expenses, you don't really get what you think you get. Anyway, goober number 3625 said, Mike, you should probably follow her because I bet Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Toobin and Andrew Cuomo follow her too. Bingo, I bet they do. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang on. More to come. I'll be right back.
Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be spending your money, applying for loans in your name, or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Everyday activities like online shopping, banking, and even data breaches may expose your information, making it dangerously easy to have your identity stolen. Unfortunately, watching your accounts or monitoring your credit may not be enough, but protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock, a leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock monitors threats to your identity, and if an issue is detected, sends you an alert. And if you are a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS to save 25% off.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
With Michael Brown.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. It is Independence Day weekend, and I'm happy to have all of you with me, whatever you're doing this weekend. I hope you'll take some time out to remember exactly why we're having this three-day holiday. And it is, well, I know it's because the 4th of July falls on a Monday. Well, it's because the 4th of July is Independence Day, July 4, 1776, when this country declared its independence from King George and Great Britain, and thus began the greatest experiment in human history of self-governance that has ever existed and the longest lasting ever in the history of mankind. And the question is whether or not we can maintain and keep it going. So we're going to talk about that in the third hour of the program. But I've got some other stuff I want to do between now and then. I've always been fascinated. You know, sometimes when those that, like I had a conversation with a friend of mine a couple of days ago, because he's really, like, I'm over here on the right side of the political spectrum, and I'm probably as much libertarian as I am conservative, because I believe that we all have the right to make choices, including, you know, stupid and bad choices. And he's over here on the left side of the political spectrum, and he's one of those that I would call kind of an old-school Democrat that thinks that big government is truly kind of the answer to most of our problems, and I think big government is actually the cause of a lot of our problems. But the point of that conversation was that as we talked to each other, I found myself stopping the conversation or the actual, say, debate that we were having or the points that we were trying to make, and I would say, wait a minute. You said X. Does that word really mean what you say that it means? And he would stop and think to himself, well, maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't really mean what I thought it was saying. I want you to go to, we're going to go to MSNBC, because Tiffany Cross, who was on the program, was talking about how defunding the police does not mean less money for the police. It means something else. And I'm kind of confused by it.
I want to share this because we were talking about you serving in law enforcement, and I made the point that should the Republicans take the House or the Senate in Congress, there's a good chance that these investigations will go away, and I don't know if that point has been punctuated enough for a lot of our voting electorate. But I want to talk about your Senate campaign. You have spoken out about the slogan, defund the police. That's not a policy by anyone, but it's certainly a slogan by activists. You have spoken out against this, yet the Fraternal Order of Police have endorsed your opponent, Senator Marco Rubio, who is a Trump acolyte at this point. I'm just curious, what do you find a more effective strategy? Appealing to the politically homeless right now who, you know, might hate Donald Trump, but they're still double down on Republican policies? Or is it more effective to inspire people and say, yes, we will reimagine this democracy, including public safety, and I want to turn non-voters into voters?
Now, before you hear Tiffany Cross give her answer, did you get the premise of the question? First, it was, which I always find funny, because I don't think Donald Trump's the president right now, and I don't think he's even announced he's running for president in 2024, but Marco Rubio is an acolyte of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that. I found that fascinating because on the cable shows, when you watch them, and it's kind of true on whether you watch Fox News or MSNBC, it doesn't make any difference. On all these shows, you intersperse the word Trump all the time. And then what they do is, did you hear the host say, we know you don't think that this is, you know, this is just a slogan, defund the police, and you don't really believe the slogan, but you kind of, and then she planted the seed. And the seed that she planted, almost like leading the witness in a courtroom, was you actually think about reimagining policing. So she's planted that idea in the mind of the person that she's talking to about her political campaign. And so that person answers,
it's been more effective for you.
Well, let me say this first, Tiffany, that Marco Rubio is an enabler of our former president, and I think all Floridians needs to understand that. He voted against an independent commission that would have had an equal number of Republicans and Democrats investigating the case. But the Select Committee, as I've said, is doing a good job, and it's going to get to the bottom of everything that happened. You know, Tiffany, as someone who worked as a social worker and a career law enforcement officer, if anyone bothered to talk to some of the most vulnerable communities, some of the most crime-ridden communities, they would tell you that they don't want to defund the police. Matter of fact, they want to see more police because they believe if we take away resources from public safety, that they even become more vulnerable.
This is a black woman, a black Democrat, running against a white, well, actually Cuban American, in Florida for the U.S. Senate. And her statement is, you know, if you go to these communities where we have the crime-ridden problems, which exist in every major city, in fact, a lot of smaller cities all over the country, that those victims, those people that are trapped in those neighborhoods, they don't want less law enforcement. They actually want more law enforcement. Because I think people are coming to the realization as crime begins to soar and we hear these horrific stories, regardless of whether it's a domestic violence case or it's, you know, the Uvalde shooting or the shooting in Buffalo, wherever it might be, I think people are beginning to realize that the issue is social and moral and not necessarily political. Now, it is political in this sense that many people want to, and they actually do want to defund the police. But isn't it, well, it's not even, I don't even say it's fascinating, but I find it encouraging that someone who's running for the United States Senate is acknowledging that in these crime-ridden communities that are suffering the most from crime, they don't actually want the cops to be defunded. They actually want a more they want a more professional presence of law enforcement in their communities. And I think that's a reasonable position for someone to take, regardless of what your party affiliation is. So why is it then that in other places of the country, you still have the idea that, you know what, we want to actually defund the cops? Let's go to West Hollywood in Los Angeles.
Well, lots of talk over the past few years of defunding the police. Tonight, West Hollywood has done it, voting to reduce the number of armed deputies and using the money it saved to hire unarmed security patrols. KCAL 9's Lori.
Sorry to interrupt this newscast. But I would say, okay, so we're going to fire a bunch of cops and we're going to hire a bunch of unarmed security guards. So West Hollywood, congratulations, mall cop. West Hollywood's been watching too much of Hollywood. The mall cops, so we're going to hire mall cops? You cannot do this. My wife and I tend to probably watch too many British crime shows. But they're interesting, they're fascinating to me because the majority of the time, the detectives that are chasing down a suspect, and they've got the suspect cornered somewhere, I'm always screaming at the TV, but you don't have a gun. The detectives, the people who are actually conducting the investigation and chasing the bad guys, don't have guns. Now, I know some people might say, well, that's good because that means they're not going to, you know, shoot somebody that, you know, doesn't have a gun, yet. And even in the British shows, oftentimes the thug that they're chasing, the criminal that they're chasing, the assailant, the whatever it might be, the felon, does have a gun or has a weapon of some sort. They got a club, they got a baseball bat, they got a nine iron, they got a knife, they got a butcher's knife, they got an axe, they got something. And the detectives are running around, they got an iPhone in one hand, and they got a walkie-talkie or something in the other hand. And I'm just screaming at them, what are you thinking? So, West Hollywood, I want to say, what are you thinking?
A few years of defunding the police. Tonight, West Hollywood has done it, voting to reduce the number of armed deputies and using the money it saved to hire unarmed security patrols. KCAL 9's Lori Perez is live in West Hollywood to fill us in. Lori.
Well, Pat, it was a controversial vote and quite a turnaround. The city council actually went into budget negotiations on Monday with a proposal to add a deputy. But by the end of the meeting, they had approved a budget to cut funding for five deputies and instead hire 30 private security guards.
A fatal shooting at an upscale apartment complex, a terrifying follow home, a blatant street robbery. West Hollywood has seen a spike in crime over the last year, which is why a vote to cut funding for five deputies over the next year caught many by surprise, including the city's mayor.
Sheriffs have one role and the unarmed security ambassadors have another role.
Unarmed security ambassadors. So the unarmed security ambassadors in West Hollywood are going to patrol the streets, and they come across a drug deal, they come across an attempted smash and grab, they come across, I don't know, any sort of misdemeanor or felony. It doesn't make any difference to me, either one. And those people, those committing the crimes, are more likely than not to have some sort of weapon. And the unarmed security ambassador. Don't you love language? I love language. So I started out describing him as, you know, West Hollywood has decided to hire mall cops. Well, that just shows how stupid I am, because they're not mall cops. No, they're unarmed security ambassadors. They're there to tell the criminals, the people who are actually going to go ahead and commit crimes, that are going to do the drug deals, that are going to commit the murders, they're going to commit the assault and batteries, they're going to commit all of these crimes. They're going to, hey, listen, could you stop a moment? I'm here, I'm a member of the West Hollywood unarmed security ambassadorship. You think they call him Mr. Ambassador? Mrs. Ambassador? Because in the political world, that's what we would call him. If you're an ambassador, well, then you get called, you know, Mr. Ambassador, and that moniker goes with you for the rest of your life. You know, once you're the ambassador to Great Britain, even though you may leave and come back home and you go to work at McDonald's, you're still Mr. Ambassador.
Truth of the matter is, if there is a criminal out there, they cannot arrest a criminal. They're unarmed, so they can't even defend themselves. And they just don't replace deputies.
They certainly don't. Madam Mayor, they certainly don't. The two things. One, on the East Coast in Florida, you have a Democrat running for U.S. Senate that says, no, I don't think defund the police is the right thing to do. The people in crime-ridden neighborhoods actually need armed cops to stave off the criminal activity in that neighborhood. And I think that's a reasonable approach to take. If you want to reimagine policing, and if you want to, you know, improve policing and make it more professional and teach them how to better deal with mental health crises and that sort of thing, I'm all for that. But now we go back to the West Coast, and on the West Coast, we now have the fluffy kind of touchy-feely language of unarmed security ambassador. And as the sheriff said in that soundbite, they can't stop the crime. They can't apprehend or really do anything. They're just ambassadors. Ambassadors. You see, oftentimes, what's happening to us in the political world is that the language starts to be used to really kind of cover up and disguise what's really going on. So West Hollywood has defunded cops, and they've hired unarmed security guards instead. So for the criminals that are listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, I would suggest you get your plane ticket to West Hollywood in 3, 2, 1. Yeah. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Text the word Mike. Come on, you goobers. Text the word Mike to 57739, and you can go to the weekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You'll find all the stuff you need to know about me by going to that URL, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here, and the miracle of our dogs is that they don't want our money or our things, they just want to spend time with us. And Rough Greens can help with all kinds of health problems, like stinky breath, achy joints, digestive problems, low energy, dull coats, just to name a few. Forgive me for saying this, but Rough Greens is amazing because the results are amazing. I formulated it with live omega oils, essential vitamins, minerals, powerful probiotics, digestive enzymes, and tons of antioxidants. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just sprinkle on a scoop of Rough Greens. Folks, I'm so committed to helping your dog that my dogs and I are going to offer Rough Greens for free. That's right. We'll send your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag, and yes, your dog will love it. You just cover the shipping. Hey, our total focus is to help your loyal furry friend have more time with you. Try our free Jumpstart trial bag by going to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F-Greens.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. All you goobers listening all over the country, I really appreciate it. Speaking of goobers, now if you don't get that language, you need to go back and listen to the first part of the program. But we're all goobers, including you. So I told you that in the third hour today, we're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence. But I want to intersperse the program with a little, because it is Independence Day weekend. I want to give you a little food for thought about, you know, what we should be thinking about on this weekend. Well, a goober number 1108 texted me and said, Mike, my name is Leslie, and I'm from Lancaster, Kentucky, and I would like for you to touch on E Pluribus Unum, our country's motto. It seems we are celebrating all of our differences in our country. This is tearing us apart. We need to celebrate our commonalities. Leslie, you're exactly right. E Pluribus Unum. That was first proposed as the motto for the Great Seal of the United States by John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson. It's a Latin phrase that means one from many. One from many. And they thought that that offered a statement of our determination as Americans to form a single nation from a collection of states. If you've listened to me over the past month or so, I've often talked about how we are the United States of America. And that's what this country really is. It is this collection of states that are really supposed to be, we've strayed away from it, that are supposed to be the most powerful in our form of federalism, with a few exceptions like national defense and immigration policy. All these other issues really belong at the state level. And so the Founding Fathers thought that one from many, E Pluribus Unum, really was the statement. And I agree with him. It is the statement about our determination to form a single nation from a collection of states. But it has also, I think, been a reminder of our attempt to make one unified nation of people from a whole different backgrounds and different beliefs. And I think that's still true. Now, don't start screaming in the radio. Don't start screaming at your computer or your iHeart app or whatever. Don't start screaming about how naive I am. I still do believe that. Now, I do believe that there are people who want to divide us by our differences, who want to divide us by race, sexual preferences, by religious beliefs, identity politics, every category you can imagine. People want to divide us by that. And we've, in some degree, in some areas, we've gone from fighting this humongous civil rights battle to where now there are some places where, black students want to have their own dormitory, or they want to have their own separate student union. They want to segregate themselves. And I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. Because we are a melting pot. And I think too many times those in power, one of the other terms that I use during the week is the term cabal. And the term cabal is my definition of this triangle that is comprised of the ruling elite, those members, wherever they might be, in elective offices, congressional offices, court appointments, the executive branch, at all levels of government, the ruling elite. And then the dominant media, and with that dominant media, then the giant tech companies. And they control the messaging, and sometimes the messaging is trying to divide us, and I think that's wrong. So let's think about E Pluribus Unum as being exactly what it is, one from many. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. Text the word Mike to 57739. I'll be right back.
Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be spending your money, applying for loans in your name, or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Everyday activities like online shopping, banking, and even data breaches may expose your information, making it dangerously easy to have your identity stolen. Unfortunately, watching your accounts or monitoring your credit may not be enough, but protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock, a leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock monitors threats to your identity and, if an issue is detected, sends you an alert. And if you are a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, to save 25% off.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court has recessed for the summer, so which of its many high-profile cases will have the most impact?
School choice could end up being the most important case from a policy standpoint, because look what Arizona has done with the law that sends, I guess, $7,000 for every child to wherever they want to go to school.
That's Randy Barnett, who teaches constitutional law at Georgetown University and spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says former President Benjamin Netanyahu remains the most popular politician in Israel, but may not be able to form a coalition government even if he wins in November.
The big question is there a center-center-right party that is willing to sit with Bibi? That's the whole issue of this election.
That's Dr. Michael Oren, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. New York lawmakers have approved legislation intended to create locations where people may not carry guns.
Schools, summer camps, libraries, daycares, parks, and playgrounds, places children gather.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul reading an extensive list. It's all an effort by state lawmakers, Democrat-run legislature, to push back against a Supreme Court ruling that recently said citizens do have the constitutional right to carry guns in New York.
Domestic violence shelters, places where alcohol is consumed.
No doubt the new laws will also be challenged, possibly arriving once again at the U.S. Supreme Court. The wait for news has been agonizing for families this week from Mexico to Honduras, whose relatives were trying to enter the country illegally, being smuggled through South Texas in a semi-trailer, stranding them in sweltering heat. Now those relatives are hoping for what before would have been bad news, that their relatives were captured by border control or even hospitalized, anything but confirmation that their loved ones were among the 53 illegal immigrants who died inside that trailer in Texas. The investigation is still underway. More from townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
An ex-Georgetown University coach has been sentenced to prison in a bribery admission scandal. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
Former tennis coach Gordon Ernst admitted accepting nearly $3.5 million over a decade to designate the children of deep-pocketed parents as recruits, even though they weren't Georgetown-caliber players. His two-and-a-half-year sentence is by far the toughest punishment handed down so far in the sprawling college admissions bribery scandal.
It's Norman Hall reporting. New U.S. vehicle sales tumbled more than 21% in the second quarter compared with a year ago. Correspondent Tom Krischer reports a chip shortage in the industry has been cutting into sales and production.
Sales fell by more than 21% in the second quarter. Not all automakers have reported yet. Tesla and Ford still have to report, but the rest of the industry did report, and it's not looking good.
The low supply has also raised prices to record levels. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. John Scott reports, even with big gains on Friday, stocks lost ground for the week on Wall Street.
It was the fourth losing week in the last five for Wall Street. The Dow was up 321 points to close at 31,097. The Nasdaq gained 99. The latest choppy trading comes as investors worry about high inflation and the possibility that higher interest rates could bring on a recession. I'm John Scott.
This week marks 15 years since the iPhone first went on sale and ushered in a new era. The age of the smartphone. It's hard to imagine today how different mobile devices and access were before that. Evening of June 29th, 2007. The internet in your pocket didn't look like the internet. Social media and the ability for everybody to respond globally to everything was still in its infancy. And while older phones certainly had cameras, the quality and the potential for instant editing and filtering and sharing that exists today, it simply was not there 15 years ago. More from townhall.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie? No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
With Michael Brown.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I am the aforesaid Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me on this Independence Day weekend. I appreciate you tuning in. Here are either, whatever you want to call it, either the logistics of the program or the rules of engagement. You know, we always have rules of engagement. And mine are kind of about as stupid as the rules of engagement that we gave the military in Iraq and Afghanistan. But that's a story for another day. The rules of engagement for this program are as follows. If you would like to send me a text message, you text the word Mike, M-I-K-E, to 57739, the phone number that you'll plug into your phone or to your computer if you're going to use, you know, a message service or whatever it is. The number is 57739. Put that in your phone right now and then put in there that that's Michael Brown. And so you can text the weekend with Michael Brown by simply texting my name, Mike, to 57739. That's all you got to do. I read every single text message that comes in from all over the country, and I love your text messages. And I said, as I said in the last hour, oftentimes you goobers will send me a text message, and it will cause the program to completely derail, because you raise a really good point, and it's a point that I think I should share with everybody. You can also do this. You can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Type that into your address bar on, you know, whatever. What am I looking for? Whatever browser that you use. I kept wanting to say search engine, but browser. Safari or, you know, Chrome or whatever. Type in theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. That'll take you, boom, straight to the place where you can see some of the stories we talk about. You can see all of the social media icons, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can follow me on all of those. And sometimes it's enjoyable, sometimes it's infuriating, but it's always interesting. And let's see, what else can you do? So you got all of that. I think we've covered all of the rules of engagement. So we are, I don't know, Men in Black? You remember the movie? I thought the movies were absolutely hilarious. and they also caused me great consternation. Because in Men in Black, you'll recall that Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones are these, well, they're members of MIB, Men in Black. And you know they're always these little creatures. And the creature's always running around everywhere. Don't you ever wonder? Come on, admit it. You're outside, you're having a picnic this weekend. And you see ants. Or you see, I don't know, some sort of bugs crawling around. Do you ever think that they're super intelligent and that we're the dummies? I mean, it doesn't take much to look around and think that maybe we're the dummies, right? Just open your eyes. Get on the highway. Drive around. Go to a mall somewhere. And just think about, I mean, here's another assignment for you. So go to the mall and walk around. Or go to a museum, whatever you go, I don't care, the beach, whatever you're going to do this weekend, and look around and watch people, and then think to yourselves, Michael Brown said maybe we're the dummies, and those bugs are the smart people. You might come to the same conclusion. Well, that leads to this story. NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, you know, the people that shoot rockets up in the air, they're really pissed off. They're really mad. They're mad because people have been trying to sell moon dust. Moon dust. Got it? So when Apollo 11, this, specifically to Apollo 11, when Apollo, you don't remember Apollo 11. Damn it. Come on. I know it's like 40 centuries ago, but go Google or DuckDuckGo or do something and look up Apollo 11, all right? They go and they bring back moon rocks and moon dust and all sorts of things off the moon. Well, at the time, we didn't know. Kind of like with COVID, we didn't know anything. So this moon dust and these moon rocks come back, and we have no idea whether it's going to, you know, destroy all of humankind or it's going to, you know, be the most fantastic source of, you know, energy we've ever, we don't know, we don't have a clue. Kind of like we humans don't have a clue about most of anything. Well, NASA is so ticked off because somebody's trying to sell moon dust that was extracted from the stomachs of cockroaches. Cockroaches. Now, unless you're a really smart goober, you may be wondering, well, how in the hell did moon dust get into the stomach of a cockroach? Well, we'll tell you that in just a second, or I'll tell you that in just a second. So NASA is so ticked off about this that they're requesting that this auction in New Hampshire halt the sale of the once-digested lunar sample. The lot in question is described as this in the auction catalog. Apollo 11 Lunar Soil Experiment, parentheses, cockroaches, slides, and post-destructive testing specimen. How much would you bid for that? How much would you bid for that lot of Apollo 11 lunar soil that was taken out of a cockroach, and you get, I guess, the dead cockroach, you get the, you know, the microscope slides, and you get the post-destructive testing specimen, which I think is the dead cockroach. They were set to just bang down the hammer, no pun intended here, on this past Thursday evening as part of the live bidding segment of their Remarkable Rarities auction. I think that would be a kind of a rarity. How many of you can claim ownership of moon dust that's been eaten by a cockroach? Now, NASA's ticked off. They claim ownership of the material consisting of the Apollo 11 lunar dust experiment based upon the information and documentation provided in the description of the lot and evidence regarding NASA's contemporaneous contracting practices, according to an attorney for NASA. It is clear and undeniable that the materials consisting of the experiment are owned by NASA. So what's in this lot that somebody was trying to auction off? It's what remains from research done by a guy that's now dead by the name of Marion Brooks. He wanted to study the physiological effects of lunar material on Blattelis germanica. Maybe I'm if I'm bastardizing the name, sue me. Blattelis germanica, German cockroaches. Now, I don't know why they picked German cockroaches as opposed to, say, New York City cockroaches, because I think I would want to test New York City cockroaches because they're probably much more survivable of almost anything than, say, a German cockroach. But, you know, what do I know? Those German cockroaches had been fed moon dust by NASA scientists right after the 1969 Apollo 11 lunar landing mission. Then, while conducting that experiment, they discovered that there were no ill effects among the astronauts, including Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, because they were held in quarantine. In fact, I think they're all dead now. Michael Collins is dead, and Neil Armstrong, I think Buzz Aldrin's dead also. So all three of those guys are now dead. But they survived the quarantine. And the now-dead cockroaches, they were handed off to this entomologist from the University of St. Paul to do more study. So you hand off German cockroaches. And still, I'm still bumfuzzled why we didn't use New York City cockroaches, because they apparently can survive anything. Now, in this lot, I'm looking at a picture of it. I would have loved to have had this. I mean, this is fascinating. Included in the auction was a small vial of moon dust that Brooks, this entomologist, had carefully extracted from the cockroaches' corpses, as well as three of the remaining dead cockroaches and two boxes of tissue slides for microscopic study. And it's all framed very nicely with some news articles and the cockroaches and the vial of moon dust and, you know, all of the provenance is the right word, I think. The provenance, P-R-O-V-A-N, provenance, A-N-C-E, that proves the genealogy of the artifact. You know, that it actually came from NASA, that it actually came from Apollo 11, that it actually went to this entomologist that was studying the moon dust on the cockroaches. I mean, this is a fantastic lot. Now, the auction house rejected NASA's request to stop the sale, asking NASA, okay, you tell us how you arrived at your decision, both factually and legally, because, you know, this belonged to an entomologist that you gave it to them, to him, and then he kept it and he gave it to somebody else. How can you now claim ownership? Well, as strange as this lot may be, and it is strange, the historic value of the role of cockroaches played in the space program is actually, when I dig into it, is actually unquestionable. Now, RR Auction has refused to take any position on the legitimacy of NASA's claims. And so they say in a PR statement they always seek to cooperate with the government on its claims of ownership, blah, 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 who cares. As the auction was about to take place, it was estimated that this item would sell for as much as $400,000. Now, once the lot was withdrawn, while they figure out can they really sell it or not, they had received 12 bids totaling only $36,000. Now, this isn't the first time that these Apollo 11 archives have been auctioned, because back in 2010, that was 3 years before this entomologist died, the family had consigned the cockroaches. Think about this. You have a family meeting, and the family meeting is, hey, Dad died, we got all these cockroaches, we got all this dust that he collected from the moon. You know, can we make some money off this? Because nobody wants the cockroaches. Nobody wants the moon dust. We don't care. Blah, blah, blah. Dad's dead. You know, Dad didn't leave us anything except cockroaches and moon dust. So let's try to make some money on it. You know that's how it went. That's exactly how it went. Prior to this auction, this was in 2018, Sotheby's sold three tiny pebbles that were brought back from the moon by the Soviet Union's Luna 16 robotic probe. Those sold for $855,000 in 2018. So my question to you is, one, would you buy it? Two, what would you be willing to pay for it? Now, think about this. We're talking about the provenance is there. We know this is legitimate. It is actual moon dust. It is the actual cockroaches that were injected with the moon dust. It's the moon dust taken out of the cockroach's gut. And now you have it all framed with little news articles and some of his notes and everything about it. Text the word Mike to 57739. I'd like to know what you'd pay for moon dust from cockroaches. Or what would you pay just to not have cockroaches in New York City? Either way, I'd like to know. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on all the social media platforms. Hang tight. When we get back, canceled flights everywhere. The transportation system's falling apart? What's not falling apart in this country? Let's talk about that next. I'll be right back.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, dog lover and founder of Rough Greens here. If your dog has bad breath, something's wrong. If your dog has low energy or itchy, scratchy skin all the time, maybe it has a dull coat, there's something wrong. Many years ago, it became obvious to me that dogs struggle with all kinds of issues, and I realized it's because dog food is dead food. That's why I created Rough Greens. It's packed with omega oils, essential vitamins and minerals, powerful probiotics, digestive enzymes, tons of antioxidants. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's super easy, and over a little bit of time, you'll see your dog change right before your eyes. I'm so confident that Rough Greens will help your dog. My dog and I are going to offer you a free Jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it before you buy it. You just cover the shipping. Order your free Jumpstart trial bag today by going to roughgreens.com. That's RUFFgreens.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media there. The Goober number 3696 texted this regarding the last segment about these cockroaches. Cockroaches that were infused with lunar dust. In all honesty, I'd love to have that piece of memorabilia. I think it's fascinating. But then I'm kind of a weirdo anyway. Goober number 3696 texted that, Mike, you can't really be bum-fuzzled over why they didn't use New York cockroaches. New York cockroaches are German cockroaches. Oh, I didn't know that. And then Goober number 1136 texted that, my feeling is earth dust is worthless, so why wouldn't moon dust be absolutely worthless? Because it came from the moon. Have you been to the moon? I haven't been to the moon. Would you go to the moon? I'd love to go to the moon. I'd go to the moon in a heartbeat. Now, I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay Elon Musk or what's his name with Virgin Branson. I don't want to pay him. Or I don't want to pay Jeff Bezos. I don't want to pay now. I just want to go for free. Maybe some of you would like to take up a collection and send me to the moon. That'd be fine, too. I do a lot of speaking. Now, during COVID, it kind of came, well, I still did some speaking, but it was predominantly over Zoom or Teams or something, and I really hated it, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right? But my speaking engagements are beginning to pick up, and, you know, I'm negotiating for one, my team's negotiating for one right now up in New York, and I'm scheduled to do one in a couple of weeks down in Flagstaff. And the one in Flagstaff has created a conundrum for me. Because driving from Denver to Flagstaff, I could probably, well, I won't tell you how quickly I could do it, because then you'd have all the state troopers looking for me. But I can do it fairly quickly. I can do it in less than a day. Do I want to do that, or do I want to drive out to Denver International Airport, which from my house is about an hour drive, and then, you know, park, and then pay the $1,000 a day or whatever it is for parking, and then finally get into the airport. And even though I'm a prostitute with United Airlines, so I'm like a lifetime whatever muckety-muck, so I can at least get through United quickly. But then even though I also have global entry with the Transportation Security Administration and Customs and Border Protection, I still have to go at least go through some security and at least get my colonoscopy done at the airport while I'm there. And I'm not sure I really want to do all of that and then go out to the concourse and, you know, sit in the red carpet, the United Club or whatever they call it now. That shows how old I am, the red carpet club. And sit there, and when it comes time for my flight, to walk down to the gate and realize, oh, it's been delayed. And it's been delayed because, well, we don't have a crew to fly the plane from here to Phoenix. Because they don't fly to Flagstaff, so I'd have to fly to Phoenix and then drive from Phoenix. Or your flight's been canceled, and the next flight we can put you on is, let's say I've got to be there on a Wednesday, we can put you on a flight on Friday. That's what's going on in the world of travel right now. And it is third world-like what we're going through right now. I've been, as I've told you before, I've been to a lot of these asshole countries because of my former job as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, so I've been in asshole countries. Now, fortunately, when I went to asshole countries, I was flying on U.S. government aircraft, you know, a Gulfstream or a 757 or something. So it was pretty sweet. But nonetheless, when you got there, you realized just how crappy the airports were. They made some of the airports in this country, you know, some of the crappy airports, I'm not going to name any, it would make some of those airports look fantastic. So what's the cause of all of this? And how bad is it? Well, during the first 6 weeks of summer last year, thousands of flights were canceled. What do you think's happening now? Well, stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Hang tight. Summer travel next.
Seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be spending your money, applying for loans in your name, or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Everyday activities like online shopping, banking, and even data breaches may expose your information, making it dangerously easy to have your identity stolen. Unfortunately, watching your accounts or monitoring your credit may not be enough, but protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock, a leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock monitors threats to your identity, and if an issue is detected, sends you an alert. And if you are a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, to save 25% off.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
With Michael Brown.
Indeed, hold on tight to your dreams if you're thinking about flying this weekend. It is the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about one place, I think it's the Daily Mail. I'm calling an audible here because I'm still doing airlines, and I'm still going to do the summer fiasco, a cluster you-know-what, that's taking place right now. I know, I actually feel bad. If you're sitting, which you should be, if you are sitting in an airport with your earbuds in and you're listening to me on the iHeartRadio app, which you should be doing on your local station, and you're sitting there and you're already irritated, well, I'm going to irritate you some more. Yes, I get paid to irritate. It's a wonderful job. But I want to switch for just a second from how the airlines operate to give you a little insight into what's kind of going on. Instead, because I just happened to, during the break, pull up a story because I saw this story where the headline is this. 500 flights are canceled and 1,900 are delayed as July 4th weekend, Armageddon. Armageddon. Now that's pretty clever headline writing, right? As Armageddon begins, Transport Secretary Pete Buttigieg just gives up and tells passengers to just claim compensation from the airlines. Wow. You know, Pete Buttigieg is the Secretary of Transportation. Now, I wasn't the Secretary of Homeland Security. I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. And I haven't read the story verbatim, so I don't know whether the cabal here has actually quoted Pete Buttigieg correctly or not, but I can only imagine that what the media would have done to me had I gone out and said, hey, you know what, this is just screwed up beyond all repair, just give up, you're not going to fly anywhere, it's all screwed up, just tell the airlines you want your money back, claims, you know, file a claim for compensation and hope that before you die in the year, 2200 or something, that they'll actually send you a check for a bazillion dollars, which is, $20 in today's dollars. I would have been just absolutely mercilessly just beat to death with a stick by the media. But Pete Buttigieg gets by with it. Listen to parts of this story. So when I finish here today, I'm going to drive down to what we call our undisclosed location in New Mexico. It's our little getaway. And if all you yahoos will get off the 25 in Colorado and clear the way for me, I can make it in about 3.5 hours from this studio to my undisclosed location in New Mexico. So get out of my way because I'm going to hit the highway in a minute. But I honestly can't imagine, like yesterday or even today, going to Denver International Airport, or imagine going to LAX or John Wayne, or imagine going to LaGuardia or Newark. Imagine going to, Bush International in Houston or DFW. No! Just shoot me. Airlines have canceled and delayed hundreds of flights in the United States, sparking travel chaos during the busiest 4th of July weekend since the pandemic, which has been dubbed Armageddon. 48 million people are expected to travel this weekend, with AAA estimating 3.5 million are going to take to the air. But the actual number of passengers flying may be dramatically higher as the Transportation Administration screened more than 2.4 million travelers at airports on Thursday alone, and that's up 70% from the 4th of July before the pandemic back in 2019. A 17% increase. Oh, wait a minute, 17%. That's the rate of inflation. That's, well, I would say that's how much gas has gone up, but no, that's not. That would be 71%. Why is this taking place? Why? Last summer, Southwest Airlines and American Airlines tried for, I don't know, whatever stupid reason, they tried to operate a summer flight schedule that was beyond their ability to actually staff it. Now, I don't know whether you've run a big organization or not, or whether you work, for a big organization or not, or even a small business. I mean, my wife and I have this favorite little Thai place that we like to go to, and oftentimes it's closed. We've now gotten to the point where we just call. Before we make the 10 or 15 minute drive, which I know to some of you is like, you're griping about a 10 or 15 minute drive. No, for us, a 10 or 15 minute drive is like to the ends of the earth. So we do this, before we even make the 10 or 15 minute drive, we'll call to find out whether they're open because they're having such staffing problems. We're going to take that and extrapolate it out to the airlines. The airlines are no different than my favorite Thai restaurant. So why would Southwest and American, for whatever stupid reason, try to operate a summer flight schedule that was beyond their staffing capability to do that? And that's last summer, when we were still kind of in the pandemic. The pilots, you know, the men and women that actually fly the airplanes, they told their management in May of that year that the proposed schedule was too aggressive and there was no way, taking into account mechanical delays, weather delays, you know, somebody getting sick, somebody, because it's still the middle of the pandemic, right? Somebody not being able to make a flight, not being able to get, or, you know, just for whatever reason, they can't show up. They were warned about it, and yet they continued to do it. I think that part of the reason was they were being told by the federal government at the time, we gave you billions of dollars. Go fly the damn airplanes. That's what I would have said if I was the transportation secretary and I just handed over to all these legacy airlines, Delta, Southwest, American, United, all of them, I'd give you billions of dollars. I'd be saying, so what the hell are you doing with it? And then last winter, just this past winter, the airlines began the process of cutting back the 2022 flight schedule. Flights were cut from the spring schedule, and then flights were cut out of the summer schedule. Now, when you understand how the airline industry operates and how much profit is made from the busy summer travel season, any flight reduction is all but unheard of. You want as many airplanes in the sky as possible during the summer, during the height of the travel season. This is the, you know, many businesses, like in tourist towns, their high season where they make, you know, 75 or 80% of their profit is, like in ski country, is during the winter. And sometimes, depending on what type of resort, it might be in the summer, and that's your high season. And that's when you make most of your money. And the rest of the year, you barely get by. That's why you learn how to, you know, to cash flow properly. Southwest cut 20,000 flights from their summer schedule this year. So they learned the lesson. Delta cut 7,000 flights. American parked more than 100 airplanes because they didn't have enough pilots to fly them. You know, maybe the mandatory vaccine. Like, well, I could get off on that. Maybe the mandatory vaccine. But for whatever reason, American Airlines said we don't have enough pilots, so they parked 100 aircraft. United Airlines said they were going to cut back on 50 domestic flights a day from Newark alone. Now, those are impressive numbers. But if you're flying right now, you realize that those cuts aren't enough. Now, that may seem counterintuitive to you because you want a plane. You're at the airport. How many of you have ever gone to the airport and you check to see where your plane is coming from? You can go on FlightAware, or sometimes your own airline website will tell you, where your flight is coming from. So you know, oh, it's coming from LAX to Denver. It's coming from San Diego. It's coming from, you know, Seattle to Denver. And so you can check to see if that flight's on time to know whether or not your flight, once it lands, changes its flight number, if it's changing the flight number, and going on to its next destination that you're on, is it going to be on time or not? And so we intuitively think, well, yeah, you don't cut the number of planes. You actually increase the number of planes, but that's not what they did. They cut the number of planes. The flawed thought process is to operate as many flights as possible in a best-case scenario, knowing the cancellations are going to take place because of weather, traffic control issues. We have a shortage of ATC, of air traffic controllers. We got a shortage there. And of course, you always have the occasional and always ill-timed mechanical issues. So a number of passengers are going to be inconvenienced, but in their eyes, in your eyes, it is a desirable path to take because it maximizes their revenue, the airline's revenue, as much as possible with the reduced flight activity. So ticket prices go up. Ticket prices go up because fuel prices go up. And then demand stays high. They've cut the number of flights, so they've cut the number of flights, so now there's more demand for those fewer number of flights, so another reason to increase ticket prices. And then all of that comes together in a perfect storm, and you're this weekend sitting in the airport listening to me, and that proves you have a pathetic, pathetic life. It's also why many people are, you know, the Wall Street Journal had a recent story about people actually calculating risk and the risk of missing a business meeting. I've done that with the speech in Flagstaff. Now, I won't be able to do that with the speech if we reach an agreement with the speech in New York, because I can't, and it's not practical to drive to New York. But let's say the speech is going to be on a Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Well, that means I'll probably make sure that I'm in New York by Sunday night at 10 p.m. and have all day Monday just in case, so I won't miss a flight. And the same is true with Flagstaff. Because the people that pay me to speak pay me, well, they pay me, you know, a nice amount of money. And it's not fair to them, nor to me, to lose that money or for them to lose a speaker because of the airlines. So the Wall Street Journal points out that now many business people, many people, are vacationers, families, everybody are calculating, literally calculating, how much per gallon do we get in our car? What's that going to cost versus, you know, four airline tickets? And then how much is it worth for the convenience of knowing that we can stop when we want to, stop where we want to, stop as many times as we want to, or not stop at all and drive straight through like I'm going to do today. That's third world country stuff. That's not the America that we're supposed to be. But it's the result of COVID. It's the result of inflationary spirals. It's the price that we pay because we destroyed the American oil and gas industry. It's the price we pay because of what's going on in Ukraine, but I'm not saying Russia, but I'm just saying that is one aspect of global oil supply and global oil markets. We've done this to ourselves. We've done it to ourselves, whether you want to admit it or not. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I'm kind of laughing about it, but if you're on a plane this weekend, that's what you got. And then the airlines, guess what they're doing? The airlines are blaming the FAA, the air traffic control system, for their problems. So everybody's pointing at everybody, just like in a third world country. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike. The rules of engagement are, if you want to send me a message, you just text the word Mike to 57739. If you want to email me or do anything else, follow me on social media, you simply go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Why would they blame the FAA or air traffic control for the woes that you're experiencing right now? I'll explain that next. I'll be right back.
Greetings. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here. And the miracle of our dogs is that they don't want our money or our things. They just want to spend time with us. And Rough Greens can help with all kinds of health problems, like stinky breath, achy joints, digestive problems, low energy, dull coats, just to name a few. Forgive me for saying this, but Rough Greens is amazing because the results are amazing. I formulated it with live omega oils, essential vitamins, minerals, powerful probiotics, digestive enzymes, and tons of antioxidants. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just sprinkle on a scoop of Rough Greens. Folks, I'm so committed to helping your dog that my dogs and I are going to offer Rough Greens for free. That's right. We'll send your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag, and yes, your dog will love it. You just cover the shipping. Hey, our total focus is to help your loyal furry friend have more time with you. Try our free Jumpstart trial bag by going to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F-Greens.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a 4th of July sale. Now through Monday at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Celebrating Independence Day, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features a variety of antiques and treasures, jewelry, desks and dressers, dolls and toys, and so much more. On sale now. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey kids, we're working here. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Text word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. Go to the Michael Brown. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media and do all that stuff. Back to the airlines real quick. The Biden administration, through Pete Buttigieg, has told the airlines, which I find hilarious, because the same group of people that have really screwed up the economy and the oil and gas industry and just about everything else going on in the country right now are telling the airlines to get their act together. Well, why doesn't the Biden administration get their act together? Since last summer, as I said in the last segment, the airlines have been trying to operate a schedule that is beyond their staffing capability. So now the airlines are adopting a strategy of adjusting their existing flight schedule based on their employee numbers and availability, and that's just part of a move to shift part of the flight cancellation and delay problems onto the FAA. It's deflection. Representatives from the airlines yesterday asked the FAA for their staffing plans so they could plan accordingly. So now the airlines, because there is a staffing shortage at the FAA for the air traffic control system, doesn't that make you feel comfortable? It's like any of the airplane movies and the goobers that stood in the air traffic control towers. So as you're boarding a plane today, or you're coming home, you know, if you're listening on the podcast or whatever later, and you're coming home, I want you to think about, you know, the people that are in the towers and in all of the control centers around the country as you go from Denver Center to Kansas City Center or whatever. Those goobers in the aircraft in the towers, they're from the airline movies. The airlines are blaming them because the FAA doesn't have enough people to staff all the towers. That should give you great comfort. You know, it's like in your business. You know, when management decides to get rid of, you know, 20% of the employees or 10%, whatever the numbers, doesn't make any difference, and then they come to you and say, oh, by the way, we're going to increase your workload by 20%, but your pay is not going to increase. Well, that's what the FAA is doing. You know, people that are in the towers, I kind of want them to be in a good mood. I kind of want them to be, like, paid appropriately. I kind of want them not to be worried about, you know, somebody walking in and, you know, pulling their headset out and saying, yeah, you get out of here. I don't like that idea. But the airlines are now saying, we're going to base our staffing and our schedule on what your ability is. Everybody's blaming everybody. It's America 2022. Lost in all of this, though, lost in every single bit of it, is this simple point. How's this blame game, how's that going to affect you as a passenger? I can't even imagine, which is why we're making a road trip. Actually, wife's been down there for quite a while, but I'm going to make a road trip today. It's only about 250 miles. So I can make that in about 2.5 hours. I wouldn't, even if I could fly, even if I had my own private plane, yeah, that's maybe iffy. But I probably wouldn't do that for a 250-mile trip, because I know where the closest airport is to where that house is in New Mexico, and so by the time I would even go to a private airport and, you know, get the plane all ready and throw my bags in and throw the dog in and then, you know, taxi out and get clearance from air traffic control. Anybody there? Hello? Can I take off now? And then take off and then fly to the airport, which is not manned, and then try to drive back from there back to the undisclosed location. No, I think I'll just drive. So all you goobers that are flying this weekend, you have my, well, sort of my deepest sympathies, and then, again, maybe not. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. It is Independence Day weekend. So next hour, let's talk about the Declaration of Independence. I'll be right back.
Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be spending your money, applying for loans in your name, or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Everyday activities like online shopping, banking, and even data breaches may expose your information, making it dangerously easy to have your identity stolen. Unfortunately, watching your accounts or monitoring your credit may not be enough, but protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock, a leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock monitors threats to your identity, and if an issue is detected, sends you an alert. And if you are a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS to save 25% off.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?